The Senate opens debate today on the so-called Patients' Bill of Rights. There are two major bills under consideration that would give patients in health care plans more protection. Both would give patients more leverage, including in some cases the right to sue their health care plans. How far that right goes is a fundamental difference between the measures. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts co-sponsors one of them.
When a decision is made by an HMO that overrides a doctor's decision, which results in harm and injury to that patient, may result in death or serious injury, that HMO should have responsibility for that decision.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer explained President Bush's view.
The president does not want to turn our health care system over to the trial lawyers. He does not think that is a way to protect people's health needs. He does not think that's a way to keep health costs down, to keep health premiums at reasonable rates, so more people can afford health insurance.
Overall, the patient's rights discussion has been confusing, full of jargon about insurance laws, health regulations, and medicine. NPR health policy reporter Julie Rovner says one of the biggest myths is that the legislation applies only to health maintenance organizations, or HMOs.
Actually, these bills would apply to any sort of health insurance. They're most relevant for people in managed care plans because they focus on protections for getting care up front rather than who pays for it after care is given, and that's how managed care works. They're even still more relevant to people in HMOs because those are the most restrictive types of managed care organizations. But again, the bills apply to all sorts of health insurance.
This is being portrayed as a fight between Democrats and Republicans. Is it really that simple?
No, it really isn't. Actually, confusingly, the Democrats' bills are sponsored in both the House and the Senate by Republicans. The bill that most Democrats support in the Senate is sponsored by John McCain of Arizona, in the House by Greg Ganske, a physician from Iowa. Also, the Republicans are split three ways on this. The Democrats are pretty much together. You've got a group of Republican, mostly health professionals, the Dr. Ganske and Senator McCain's of the world, who want the bill many protections, a strong right to sue that the Democrats support. You've got a middle group of Republicans, and President Bush is actually a member of this middle group, who want many protections and some very limited right to sue and only in federal court. Then you've got another group of conservative Republicans, which includes people like Don Nichols of Oklahoma, the Senate minority whip, who really don't want any new right to sue, and they want some more limited protections. They basically side with the insurance industry and the business community on this.
What's the difference between the bills?
This is one of the things that makes this debate so confusing. If you just look at the two bills, and again, we're talking about largely this bill that's sponsored by Senator McCain and supported by the Democrats, and a bill that's sponsored by Bill Frist, another physician of Tennessee, and John Breaux of Louisiana, and backed by President Bush. As you go down the bills, the headings all look the same. They have the same sorts of protections. They call them the same things. They both have a limited or a right to sue if you don't get the protections that you're guaranteed. But the details differ, and they differ a lot. They have different sorts of protections. They would cover different people in different situations. One quick example, the McCain bill would let people get prescription drugs that aren't on their plan's pre-approved list. It would make the insurers pay for them. In the Frist bill, it would let people get prescription drugs that aren't on their pre-approved list, but it wouldn't necessarily require the insurers to pay for them. So again, it seems to be the same thing, but with a big difference.
Is it more than whether you can sue your insurance company?
Well, this is another, I think, of the big oversimplifications in this debate, where you see people talking about, if we could resolve this difference over the right to sue, then everything would fall into line, and that's not necessarily the case, although certainly when and to what extent you can sue your health plan if you don't get the care you think you're entitled to is the biggest and most tendentious difference in the bill.
Are they going to come up with a law?
Well, I think there's a reason they've been debating this for 6 years. It's very complicated. I used to say that you need a scorecard to follow this debate. Now I like to say that you need a spreadsheet to follow it. So I think we're gonna see a lengthy debate. I think there is a fatigue factor. Everyone is getting tired of doing this every 2 years. So that would certainly suggest that everybody wants to find a compromise. But whether they will or not is not yet clear.
NPR's Julie Rovner.